Welcome back to Cast Me to Hell with me, Seb.
And with me, Robbie.
And this week we return to our video nasties with a fucking weird ass film. Not in a good way.
No.
Straight out the gate, we're coming at you saying this is probably the worst.
Easily.
I mean, is it the worst film we've ever done or just video nasties?
I think it's the worst film we've ever done.
I feel like we've had some. I don't know. I feel like maybe we've had some films that are duller than this film. Like maybe more boring than this film actually is.
I don't even know about that.
Because this film has some like fucking.
Boring as fuck.
It has some really like crazy. Now, the film we are doing is The Beast in Heat.
Yes.
And to basically update, so obviously we choose video nasties and we basically just sometimes throw names out at each other.
Yeah.
And the other day I came up with a couple of ones for you, like Funhouse and different ones that like, oh yeah, I've heard of that one. And then I saw this one and it popped up. And The Beast in Heat. Now, it basically has a poster where it looks like it's some kind of Sasquatch dude or a bear. And he's chasing after this chick with her tits half out.
She's got her tits out.
And she's a Nazi. You've got the Nazi symbol on the thing. And basically, if you read the log line in the basically summary on Look Online, it's basically about a mutated beast who hunts down and in the last days of the last Reich. The beast that hunts down women and basically kills them, like rapes them.
Yeah.
Now, very few people would read that and go, "That's the film I want to see."
Yeah.
But when you're going after video nasties, it's like, yeah, that sounded like a fucking cool.
Sounds like it could be cool.
You know, it sounded like it would be like a crazy exploitation film. You know, that kind of fun.
Yeah. Italian as well, so it's got to be fucking weird.
I didn't realise it was Italian, to be fair, even when I looked into it. Like, it wasn't until I literally was on it and going, dubbed Italian. Oh, okay. So straight away, I was watching this. Now, before I even watched, Rob watched it first. So you messaged me saying it was dog shit, basically.
I said it was dog shit, man. And I think, like, to be fair to us, I think we are a relatively balanced podcast. Sometimes, you know, you see like other podcasts that praise every film that they watch, and then others where it's to the point where they shit on everything. It's like, why are you watching these films? You don't like them. I think we're pretty balanced. We talk about good stuff, we talk about bad stuff. However, this film is fucking ass. This film is cheek straight off the bat, man. This film was dog shit. Like, I would not recommend you watch this film. I would recommend that you like, subscribe, and you listen to our episode as we try and go through it. And then if you're really interested, watch the film. Because I was in the same boat as you. I went in, video nasties, you know, for the Americans or people who haven't listened to the sections. Video nasties is a very British thing where during the kind of late 70s and 80s, films were being seized and banned for graphic violence, sexual violence, heavy religious overtones, that kind of thing. And there was a list of 72 banned films, and this is the one that we chose. Yeah. I expected some kind of beast man in heat raping women.
Yeah.
And I kind of got that.
I mean, that is exactly, really. To be fair, I've literally put in my notes that basically, after saying that summary, basically, exactly of what that film said. The plot of this is an Italian dubbed horror.
Yeah.
So it's already ticking Robbie's boxes.
It is.
And then it's about some kind of Sasquatch beats that rapes Nazis, and it's a Nazi exploitation film. This should have been Rob's favourite film of all time.
It should have been.
This literally should have been you being like, so when you messaged to say, it's shit, I was like, okay, like I was not, especially when I started watching it and didn't realise it was Italian until I started watching it. I was like, this should have been Rob's favourite film ever.
Yeah.
It's an Italian exploitation film.
It should have been awesome.
You should have fucking loved it, but it does not live up to that description at all.
No.
And we will break down to parts of the parts that we can make sense of.
Yeah.
We will break down why this film does not work. So if you have seen it, you may be able to follow along with that. And if you haven't seen it, we're not going to put you through that.
No.
Like you just said. I mean, for one, like, this film was clearly like, I think this would this film was one of those ones that, I mean, when we're doing video nasties in those 72, we knew of those 72 there were going to be some bad
ones. There's going to be some fucking duds.
Because when you do exploitation, it can really be the idea of, it's almost boring how hard someone's trying to be shocking. You know what I mean? This is a film where it's like, even when it's being shocking, you're like, it's like you can feel the desperation of someone trying to be shocking.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily the part that makes this film bad. The part of the problem is the idea of this film, which kind of opens with this whole basically fucking from a beast-like man.
Yeah, yeah. Who isn't...
Who is it? You know. It's you know.
It's just a hairy lad that they inject with cowpaw.
That's what I mean.
That's what I put in my notes.
It's Rob on a bender.
Yeah, it's me when I'm fucking hungry.
Just like slapping cheeks.
Yeah, it's me just beating cheeks. That's what this film is. You know.
But it's like it has this opening where obviously a woman is like taken into a cage with this creature. You see these like odd, crazy close-ups of these creatures, and you see it's like. And there's this leading lady who leading Nazi lady who is like, you know, uber bitch, but also made it look like a proper porn star.
Yeah, she's that kind of like sexy.
Yeah, I'm a Nazi, but I'm sexy. You want to do me?
Yeah, it's that kind of thing, isn't it?
And then you've got this dude who looks nothing like the poster. It looks like he's just
a fit lad.
He's just a fit, yeah. He's someone with special needs who they've decided to put into a cage and just fill him full of drugs and be like, just hump.
Yeah, that's literally it.
And it's going to his maximum to hump this lass who's been put in with him. And he's just raping.
He's just going for her. And then she dies.
Yeah, he rapes her to death, basically. And she gets, you know, blood splattering over. And yeah, you know, it's fairly kind of, oh, wow, you know. It all seems a bit cartoonish in a way. But it also feels oddly like a really fucked up, like they were making a porn film and then realised, actually, no one wants to watch this.
Nobody wants to watch this grotesque man fuck in a cage.
Like they thought that Nazi, you know, some kind of Nazi, oh, we can play on the idea of like the old... Hitler loved the supernatural. Yeah. And Hitler loved all of these things. So we're going to play on that, and then we're going to make that into this sexy porno. And then midway through making the porn, they were like, I don't think anyone's going to want to watch this porn.
Beat off of this dude who looks like Andre the Giant.
Yeah. And when you're making it, it actually does,
He looks like a fucking Italian.
He's like Andre the Giant if you shrunk him down.
He's not the giant. He's just a big lad.
He's Andre the small. But
Andre the regular size. You know?
But it's not a good part when you're thinking that basically this film feels like it's either trying to be the worst told war story of all time, where it takes itself oddly seriously.
It's fucking weird, man.
And yet it's also like the weirdest and least sexy porno that you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
And then somewhere in between that, there's some kind of tongue-in-cheek when, let's be honest, this whole idea, this film should have been tongue-in-cheek and just fucking, you know, exploitation over the top, Nazi, like, spoofing is what this film should have been. The concept, weirdly enough, it drew us in enough that we thought it could have worked.
Even then, I mean, I'll let you finish.
But that was kind of my point, is this film should have been this kind of fun... You know, as fun as the idea of Nazi and raping beasts can be, but, you know, this is what we do. That we watch horror films. We like watching people die in horror films.
We watch weird horror films.
And yes, sadly, that sometimes includes very grasser in nature, but there is a way that it kind of can have a tongue-in-cheek kind of, you know, it's kind of making fun of something or taking, you know, that point. And this completely seems to totally miss the point of what it could have been. And therefore seems to think it's art.
Oh yeah.
I swear to God, the guy making this film thought he was making art.
Well, the weird thing is, like, we talk about the premise of the film, and you watch it, you see the beast man in the cage, you see the beast in heat, like it's confirmed he is in heat. He'll fuck anything.
Yeah.
And he's in this weird, like, tiny cage. And then the woman, the hot Nazi woman is like talking about, I don't even know what she was fucking on about, like making more of these beast men for some reason. They're like, this is this grand like project experiment that we're working on. And it's like, so your main goal of getting the Third Reich is just to release a bunch of naked halfwits. That's your fucking goal.
It has stuff about some of the stuff is like they're experimenting on. It seems to be mainly like, oh, it's sex-based.
Sex-based.
But then there are ones when it's just like, just dudes hanging. Or just Just people, all people being like tortured, but not in like a sexual kind of way.
But that's
it's all very confusing.
But we see the Beast Man in the cage,
yeah,
and then we don't see him until the end. And it's basically like that thing of like, do you plan on having the Beast in Heat in your film called The Beast in Heat? Because he's gone, and we're introduced to these partisans.
That's why I think this film has been like rebranded. It's one of those classic kind of Italian ones. I think the other one's like SS Camp or something like that. Even one that's like SSX Camp or something like that. But it's one of these ones that's like, I think has been rebranded and retitled and changed around and messed around with so many times that it forgot what it ever was meant to be. Because you could even tell in this film that there are certain scenes that have been just spliced in out of nowhere.
Yeah, apparently.
Including stock footage and stuff like that.
Yeah, so Luigi, I think his name's Luigi Batzilla. I mean, I'm obviously not pronouncing it.
Batzilla.
Like, he's basically... I mean, he's dead now, rip. But he, like, basically kind of did a lot of these, like, low horror, like, weird things. So Slaughter of the Vampires was the first film he did. And then he went on, and like, The Devil's Wedding Night, Nude for Satan. But then he also did loads of, like, a couple of westerns. And one film that he did, I'm not sure which film exactly it is, but he used war footage for that. And then he later uses that same footage in this massive fight that they have. But effectively is like... Which you can really tell. And you go into it expecting to have a horror film, but instead you get this weird like war film.
Yeah.
Like, we find out about these partisans, and it fucking drags, man.
All of this bit blends together in my head. It was...
It fucking wriggles on its belly through its, like, hour and 37 or 27 minute... I think it's an hour and 37 minutes, because I watched it, and I paused it, and I thought, fuck, I've got an hour left of this film.
Yeah,
and
I've seen the Beast for like a minute. I definitely remember seeing a bit that got to, and just... I feel like my brain just went blank. My brain just stopped working when it got to any of the scenes that involved this whole, you know, rebellion and this whole fight back. Like, because it just was just ridiculous. But it was also a case of, it's weird to say that the best parts of this film are the parts with the Nazis.
Yeah.
Because any of the parts without, at least there's something normally horror based going on there. The rest of it, it literally is. It's taken this like rebellion idea of a village that's kind of overdone by the Nazis as they're trying to survive on the borders, you know, right at the end of the war and stuff like that. And they're trying to do the last things that they can. But that's the bit that makes this so hard, because they literally take it so seriously, this whole rebellion part.
Yeah.
That it's literally like, what film am I watching now? Like, it literally is like...
It's like an hour and 10 minutes of the film.
It's like fucking Schindler's List and you're fucking not... It's like a budget store.
Yeah.
Schindler's List. When they've mixed in like backdoor sluts knife.
Yeah.
Just gone. Those work together,
that
right?
Works, doesn't that it? Works. That will work.
We can blend those two films together, you know, just that with a bit of extra blood in there and we've got a film.
If people see tits every 15, 20 minutes, then they'll watch, you know?
It somewhat gives that. It gives a random tit every once in a while or someone getting shot in the vagina, but you know.
There's a really fucking funny scene where I was watching it. And I was like, this is dog shit. There's one lad who looks like James Nesbitt. That's the only character I remember was James Nesbitt and the hot Nazi and the Beast. And they're like, they're saying like, okay, the partisans have blown up this train, or like the train tracks to this factory. And then Hitler's pissed off because that was important. So we need to go into town and find the partisans. All right, round up like who's left, which is the children, the women and the old. And there's a scene where they're leading these people down like an alley. And one of the Nazis just grabs this baby, yeets it into the air, shoots it with a machine gun as it's coming down. And then turns to this old woman and just fucking fills her full of lead. And it's just so weird.
Yeah, that's the bit that I was creasing. I've got the scene in my notes. I have got a whole bit about the fact that, you know, the scene with the baby, you know, that They've got this whole bit before that made me laugh, because they've got them going down like the street.
Yeah.
And they're like pushed, there's like Nazis are pushing them along, but there's also this old lady at one point where I feel like the actors for some reason got mixed up, because the old lady's pushing the Nazi, like everyone else in the crowd's doing the right thing, but at one point there's an old lady who's pushing the Nazi, and the Nazi looks like he's like a naughty boy, like being like, oh yeah, no, and he's like following behind. It's like for a second they forget, and then a second later another old lady pops up behind another bloke, but this time she just wedges a knife in his back.
Yeah.
And it's not like a, oh my god, it's like more of a just like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. Like this old lady does that, and then she just fucking gets blasted apart.
Yeah, she's just fucking obliterated.
And that, yeah, and then that's when they take the baby. And this should have been like a, again, in this kind of film, like, again, exploitation, this could have been like a really like, oh my god, shocking, like, oh my god, they killed a baby. But the thing is, one, at no point do they show the baby as in being alive. So they don't actually show an actual baby at any point.
Yeah.
So then all you've got is what definitely looks like some kind of doll, or maybe not even a doll, just like a flour sack or something, inside of a bundle. So when they throw the bundle in the air and it doesn't move at all like a person or a baby would inside of a sheep, because no baby would stay perfectly in that bundle when you throw it, yeet it in the air. And then they blast it, and then there's like a little girl who's crying, who, fair play, the little girl does a very good little performance there. She's more effective than anything else that was going on in that scene. But you should be like, oh my god, fucking hell, they killed a baby. You know, that's like, oh my god, shock. But you're not shocked. Like, I felt nothing.
I creased up.
It was just like... That was part of the desperation that was all about. Like, this guy, it's like, you wrote that in because you thought, oh my god, this is a truly affecting like war scene in the war
threw a
drama.
Baby and then he get it.
Yeah, you know. But it just like hits the ground, and I think they still shoot it again on the ground, and then the little girl's just like crying, and they're just like,
fuck it.
And they just drag her away. Just like, there we go.
And it's, I don't know, like we just get these in between these random bits. We just get some fucking weird bullshit story where it's about these partisans, and like the hot Nazi is wanting to round up the women for the beast, but then you don't even see the beast until the end. Like, there was a good, like, between the first time you see the beast to the last time you see him, there is definitely like a good hour of James Nesbitt lookalike and some other guys stood in a field, and there's some church for some reason that, and the priest, and I know that I sound like I'm rambling, but this is like the film.
That is the way it goes. It just is like, yeah, the whole bit about the priest, which I don't even know, because I don't think I paid attention to any of those parts, because it was at that point I was like, why is this? Actually, I do remember thinking, this priest looks oddly like good looking.
Yeah,
like
oddly else, buff,
like,
good looking.
Everyone else looks like a dirty old hobo, and he just like is this buff old priest who doesn't seem to do anything. People are like giving up their life for him. Like, one lass is like, I'll go out and protect myself, and basically gets raped for the fact that she's like, I'm gonna stop you. I'm gonna stop you from getting caught, priest.
Yeah.
And then they all go out in his defense, and then he's just most of the time just stood there like
in
listening
the church.
Out like. They didn't come back.
And there's this one really weird line that he has that I just remember. Like, they're talking about something, and someone's like, oh, we can't, you know, what's got to happen? Like, we don't know. And the priest just goes, you can trust God. He's the best. It's just really, and that's the only line of his I remember.
It just, you know? you have these scenes which are really... I mean, such a dip. Like, and that's weird to say, because I'm acting as if the other scenes were so entertaining. But in comparison to those weird beast scenes, they are a dip in comparison to that. Those weird beast or Nazi scenes, to be honest, are the only ones that occasionally are like, well, at least I'm paying attention. Or, I don't know, tits. I don't know.
Tits,
I don't know. They're just showing tits for some reason, thinking that's going to hold everyone's attention. Also, because it has that really like oddly serious tone, and then it has these occasional scenes like, well, second you're back in the Nazi is cheesy as hell.
Yeah.
And then you have like even cheesy scenes like, you have this like, you have the main Nazi lady, and then you have like this other SS officer who we follow, who like when we first see him, he's like fucking some lass in a
he's shagging some woman.
And then they say like someone is, like I think it's the lady is coming to like, the Nazi lady is coming, so he tells him to go and get ready, and then as someone walks in the room, he has this bit where his trousers are up, and suddenly his trousers fall down in a really like old sitcom style. Oh no!
It's Don Knotts.
Yeah, it's proper like an old sitcom, like, so you expect to see on like a really like some mothers will have them, do have yeah, them, or like that kind of like, oh no, like my trousers have fallen down at an inappropriate time.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what's going on? And it's just like, oh, I guess I pull up my trousers and lady who I'm fucking go away and
go away,
now I will sit down and talk to you. And it's just like, why did that scene come before any of this? It's really fitting. Like, you know, there's, you know, with an exploitation film, you expect certain things, I think. You know, you expect blood and gore, you expect them to do things, and there are a few exploitation parts of, like, body mutilation stuff that
But you have to sit through a good, like, 50 minutes, hour of dog shit, what is going on.
It just is, like, these films are banned because of those few things, or the fact it's a Nazi exploitation kind of film. And the fact that it uses Nazi, is it probably was enough to kind of get it onto that kind of, that list alone. You know, those kind of taboos. Like, it's an Italian exploitation film that borders on porn.
Yeah, there's a lot of cock in it.
I mean, there's one thing that I did say, at least.
There's a lot of people hanged off. There's a lot of tit.
And there's a lot of vagina, but it's an equal rights film because it has a lot of dong as well.
There's a lot of dong.
You know, it does hold up the balance for the dong.
It does. In fact, there's a weird scene where some of the partisans have been captured and they're like chained up. And
The Nazi lady comes.
The Nazi lady's like squeezing their balls. Or
she's proper trying to get them, like, she's trying to get them excited.
Like,
she's
wanking
like
them off.
She's like going up and down on one guy, I think, like sucking the dick or something at one point, and like, or just playing with the balls, or I don't know, tickling the taint. Whatever you do,
she's tickling that taint, stroking pole, and then fucking like this one guy just goes,
the guy,
be next or something like that. He calls something out. He's like,
I've got an erection now.
He's about to nut, and he's like, not me, me.
Yeah, not me, not me,
not me. It's like really weird.
And she goes over to him, and she's like, the fact that the one, I think she seems to like the fact that one guy is like basically trying to, like, he's not going with her advances. He's like, I'm not going to be taken in. I think that's the, it's one of the people that's in the group, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like that. But he's like, no, I'm not going to give in to this kind of thing. And then the guy next to him is just like, nah, I'll do it. Not me.
He's like humping the air. He's like humping the air. Like, ah.
He's like, yeah. And he's just like fucking like, he's like having a fit of like, ah.
He's that horny, he's having a fit.
And again, another thing that's going to get you on the list, cutting off a dick.
Yeah,
she does. She then cuts off his dick. You don't see it get cut off.
You
see her have a little chop down.
Yeah, she has a little slice. And it's like screaming, understandably.
Well, of course.
And then there's also the scene where, like, I think this is a little bit before, maybe, where one of the guys goes home to get, the partisans goes home to get some like supplies, and then the Nazis turn up, and he hides. So they just like rape his sister or something.
Yeah.
And he comes out and he's like, get off her, you beast. They batter him, take him away, and then they just shoot her up the pussy.
Yeah.
You know?
They act like they're going to rape her, and then they're like, the guy's just like playing with her, and then just holds his gun against her vagina and just like
bops it.
And she's just there like, what's going on? And then it's just like, bang. She's just like, are you actually going to do something? He's like, bang,
it's
baby.
It's just really weird, isn't it?
He's like, I'm going to bang you.
I'm just going to bang you. It's really weird, man.
We have the obvious film, like, we have the beast raping women to death overseen by Nazis, and we have brutal acts of torture and murder, so obviously you can see why it was banned.
Yeah.
You can see why this film, like, all of those kind of parts, and the fact it's one of the key things that you're probably asking yourself at this point is, so why did you watch this film? And well, the thing that actually drew me into it was the fact that this is one that never received a release.
Yeah.
So as part of the Video Nasties kind of part of this, this film, for maybe more than one reason, never received a release, and still to this day does not have a UK release or an Australian release.
I think.
There are other parts of the world. So you can watch this film. You can get it on multi-region kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if you want to go buy the DVD or Blu-ray, you help yourself.
Enjoy it.
And other ways that you can find this online, I'm sure. But it's, yeah, it's those are the ways you can get it, but it's only like in America and Italian versions and stuff like that. But there wasn't thing which a lot of these films, especially because they were on the Video Nasties list, kind of got a cult status, and therefore almost all of them have got some kind of release purely because whether they were good ones like
yeah.
you know, Evil Dead or Driller Killer or whatever, you know, those kind of ones, or they got it purely on the fact that a lot of studios, you know, like Arrow Videos and stuff yeah. like that, and several other picture houses have started releasing all of these films purely on the fact of like, oh, they were cult, they're on the Video Nasties, and some of them even sell it as being on the Video Nasties list.
Yeah.
So it's interesting the fact that this one still to this day has not received almost any kind of physical media kind of release in that same way.
Because a lot of them did get released around like 2000. And you find a yeah. lot of them like either went into like cinema elsewhere, but heavily cut, or they were banned for a long time. And like the late 90s, early 2000s, they finally became available, which is really yeah. interesting.
Normally it's like with a few cuts or yeah. a few changes, or normally they even made it to the point when it was, because this one wasn't even like a black market like kind of video one, like yeah. you know, like another Italian like Zombie, you know, Zombie yeah. 2 and stuff like that. Like
those, fetch a bit of coin on the black market.
Yeah, all those kind of ones. So this one kind of thing. I mean, it could be for all of those taboos that we yeah. talked about, but it could also be the fact that it simply wasn't very good.
It was dog shit.
And therefore, no one actually, you know, no one pushed for a release of a forgotten Italian horror film when no one thought it was worth kind of
yeah.
remembering in that way. But that was the thing, because I'd seen this one mentioned on a few like lists of ones and things like that, and there is some praise for this film online. I mean,
well,
for whatever floats your boat. But yeah, it's a really hard one to describe. We knew this was going to be a shorter episode anyway, because it's yeah. a really hard one to talk about, because
like, it is for effectively for like an hour of this, maybe even an hour and yeah, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. It is just a like a war film. You know, you have these partisans sneaking around that you don't give a fuck about. You have like a twist where one of them, you know, one woman is betraying them, and you have some, you know, some gunfights that end up using like stock footage. But it's just, it's like an absolute fucking slog to get to any of the actual horror or potential, like the actual good stuff.
You it know? Is. The director definitely believes that he is making some kind of art film, like I said before. It's
yeah.
He definitely thinks that this is like a serious piece of work. Not like there's no way I could not see him thinking that this was, because the whole approach to most of this film is this odd, weird, serious kind of war, which yeah. you didn't expect to come out of the rest of it.
No.
So he's like, it literally is that weird splicing where he thinks that we're going to be invested in this like mid range, low range kind of war story
yeah.
of this village that's stuck with these people that are fighting back and getting occasionally raped, and yeah. you know what I mean? Like it's like with everyone, it's like you're either getting shot or you're getting raped, and then it's more people walking through, and you've got this Drago character who,
yeah.
you know, unless he's fighting Rocky, I don't want no Drago.
Yeah, I don't want no Drago, no.
And it like you've got the, like this mustachioed good Drago guy who's like kind of part of the main leader one, kind of main one you lead.
James Nesbitt.
And it has that whole like oh shocking twist, like what happens, and towards the end, like when we get the bombing and the war battle, which
yeah.
goes on and fucking hell,
goes
just
like
God, it's like I swear it was like 20 minutes of these scenes of like, oh, there's a bomb coming down, but there's not actually a bomb, like, oh, we're fighting in the streets, but let's go to stock footage
yeah.
of war or planes going over, which the quality of the camera looks completely different.
Horrendous.
Because it's actual like stock footage or
yeah.
something like that.
Oh, there's hundreds of them, they're all behind this mountain.
Yeah.
And then they run, they get to a church because they've got to go see the priest because,
yeah.
for some fucking reason. And then the only ones that actually turn up is like six people in Nazi costumes.
Oh,
you know?
When they first, like, because there's an early scene with those characters where they're coming up with, they've got like C4 or Dynamite or whatever, and they're going up to the bit, and this is like one of the first time we get to hear anything about the rebellion, because we've had the Nazi scenes and then we've got them and they're like going after, and they shoot one of the Nazis, and it all seems a little bit cheesy, a little bit thin, but I was like, okay, we're getting to some kind of like extra plot where like basically they're breaking into the camp to release people and things like that, and you were like, I was like, okay, I can follow that, that's fine, that works, you know, over the top silly battles kind of thing, working their way into it and stuff like that. But the problem is they go to blow it up, and then that's when we kind of, it all goes wrong, and then a bit of an explosion, and then that's when we go into the bunker, and that's where we keep going back to a village street or a bunker, or a village street or a bunker. And then that's when it's like, if they'd just been like trying to penetrate this, like, these, you know, the final Reich kind of like building, and that's what they were doing, and then at the same time you've got the Nazi experimentation going on, then, you know, that could have kind of worked. But it's the fact that we, instead of spending time with the Nazi part or spending time with this kind of invasion, because that actually doesn't happen literally until the final few minutes of the film.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it literally is just basically following these villagers who are just dull. And no, there's nothing to them. They're like, you don't feel like you know anything about them. Dialogue is terrible. The dubbing
horrendous.
You know, really bad.
Apart from that, and then something to do with God, I can't think of a single line of dialogue that was said. I literally, I fucking watched this film just like staring at it. You know, just like staring,
hoping for inspiration.
But instead, I just saw like, I just watched it and wrote notes. And I just, like, I don't remember anything about it. You know, it's just fucking mind-numbing. I would rather have got that fucking tin of paint there and just done a little line and watched that drop. That's what I would rather have done, you know?
I mean, of the few exploitation, and if you're coming for some bloody scenes, and if you want them, then you just skip to those scenes.
Because they are, later on, you know?
Well, you know, you've got the war battle. I can't really talk anymore about what the hell was going on with this. I can't give you a breakdown of the plot because I have no idea. My brain would not take in information. Same. And also, half the time, they weren't saying anything that I think actually gave you any information. These were just dudes standing in the bunker, and you know they want to do something to do with the war, but I couldn't really work out what the hell they were trying to do. I don't know what the plot was of that part. So then we have this big, like, 20-odd minute battle, and then spliced a little bit into some of this is these scenes where we go back to finally the lab, and we have this kind of sexual mutilation scenes with different, like, parts. Like, we have, like, different torture techniques. Like, you've got someone whose vagina is hooked up to a battery.
Yeah, which is rough.
So she's getting, like, shocked, and they're like, she'll talk. That's pretty much what they keep saying. She'll talk. You know, and I guess that's some people's kink. But
yeah.
But I was really confused because he kept saying about it being like, oh, these different, we will unleash it through, like, these sexual techniques, which sounded like such a porn line.
Yeah.
But, you know, probably would be better done in porn.
Probably
would, yeah. Like, porn would have a better actors.
Yeah.
But then the problem was, I was like, okay, so I get the beast is like sexual release, and this vagina one, I guess. Because
the beast is going to town on someone, you know?
And then there's the dude hanging upside down from his legs who's getting like whipped, which I guess, again, there's a kink there.
Dunked in water as well, yeah.
Yeah, dunked in the water. Don't know about that part of the kink. No, but I was trying more like these are sexual. But then there's the woman who has the classic torture one of the bucket with the rats and the fire on top. So I was like, oh, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't get where the fucking sexual part of that one was. She was naked.
She
was naked. But there was no, like, how we're going to awaken some sexual part of it.
Did you see what was inside the bucket as well?
Was it not rats? I don't know.
It was guinea pigs.
Was it guinea pigs? I was going to say, I remember them thinking, I do remember, like, seeing one going away and seeing, like, that's a weird fucking looking
thing. Yeah, it was guinea pigs.
But that's what I mean. That, like,
the one that did make me wince was there's a woman getting her nails pulled out.
Yes,
and I did wince at that. I will be honest.
That bit was, and that was one of the ones I'd heard about, which was one of the few things they were like, that is a kind of scene that does get you kind of.
It was pretty well done, I think.
They have the so you do see that woman again, but again they haven't like gnawed their way into her stomach.
No,
they've just kind of, she's got a bit of like, she's basically a bit of red blood, and they've done a couple of little patches.
Yeah,
like where they've kind of nibbled at her, but I haven't properly. And again, so I couldn't like, I was like, that's another one. Okay, fine. The bit that for some people is the beast the Beast performing the old the cunnilingus and then ripping a clit off.
Yeah,
is what I've written it down as. In the Vegas way, he tears off the front of her vagina. In case anyone didn't know, that's where the clitoris is.
Yeah,
that's how Rob learned.
Yeah, that's how I learned. He had to tell me.
The Beast in Heat.
The
only reason we watched this film, Anna was like, "You need to teach him how." And I'll be like, "The only way I can think to do that is
by the
watch
Beast
this film.
Heat.
Watch what he rips off. That's where
that's
you, need
what you need to do.
Focus on that because
it's very important to my development as a human being.
Now that he's a married man.
Now I'm a married man. Every married man has to watch this film on their wedding night.
But yeah, I've literally read it by that. It literally is like. So these scenes, like, yes, they're exploitation. Like several of the other, it feels really hard. Like, they're trying really hard for, like, these shocking scenes. And the nail pulling and the bit when he rips that off, they are effective and they're gory. And they, you know, in a better film, maybe they would have been like, oh, shit, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
You know, a better built-up film. But in this film, you're just like... you're just mixed in with these who the fuck cares.
Yeah.
Like, it literally is. It's like, I don't know why. And, you know, and then we've just got all of the battle and the crap scale. And finally, you've got the whole, you know, the last... It pretty much goes to the last few parts is the Drago, James Nesbitt-looking guy.
Yeah.
Who, after the battle, realises that his wife and daughter, who I didn't even realise he had a wife and daughter... But he goes back to his wife, and this is where I was saying, like, they're really pushing this artistic vibe where it's like he goes up and he's like his son, and he's talking to his son like he's still alive but he's dead, and he's like walking through the streets and all of the men are stood around like, where are you going, Drago? And he's like, I don't know where.
I don't remember that.
I'm off. I'm just walking away. And he's just walking away as this like sad music starts to play, while this is also like we've just also had the scene of the. Them finally getting into the base.
Yeah.
And they blow up the bit and all the people start running and screaming and the Beast gets unleashed.
The Beast cage opens and the woman runs out, and then the Nazi woman is obviously stood next to it, and obviously she's wearing suspenders under her lab coat, and the Beast just takes her and just, she's like, help me, help me.
She gets caught and her clothes come off extremely easily.
Extremely easily.
Literally, this is like Patrick Stewart. Yeah. And you see everything. Like, it was literally like the fact that, like, not only is it the fact that she's in this like sexy kind of like garter thing underneath, like to entice the Beast, but it's just the fact her clothes just basically just tear away.
Tear off, yeah.
It's just like, there's no like flourish to it. There's no like taking clothes off or like pulling them really away. Basically, it's like, it just does one
just
tear.
Peels off,
and it all comes off in one go, like all of the clothes away. And now she's just left in that while he's just basically, he's we just watch him slap in and there's close up of his ass. He's literally like that. He's just like jumping away.
See his cheeks bouncing.
You
about.
Literally see his giant ass just
big
like
ass,
close up
ass.
In the screen. Like, and she's just like screaming, like, help me. And then the two guys are just stood there just watching with their guns, just like.
Yeah, just watching.
Just watching. Just watching and waiting for something to happen. You know, there may be a glint in one of the guy's eyes. He's thinking, do I whack it? What do I do in this situation?
Clearly, I whack it.
She's evil, so this is okay. It doesn't matter if an evil person gets raped.
Of course not.
That's obviously what they're saying.
Yeah, that's obviously fine.
Yeah, I mean, technically, she's been doing stuff to this, sadly, this special needs guy for a long time. So, you know, and it's deserved, and he's been waiting a long time for this one. But
and then they just gun them both down.
Yeah, they just shoot them down, just blast it. And then it's then spliced by follow it. Finally, it goes back to the father taking the dead son walking through the street.
I didn't see that because I went to press a button. I think I went to pause it to see how long was left or something, and I ended up accidentally swapping from the streaming service I was using over to Netflix somehow. So I just thought,
fuck it.
I thought, fuck it. I got like 5 minutes left. Sorry. I don't care.
You missed the extended 20 minutes
when
they went
into... extended cut when the Beast runs around.
Yeah. And that's finally when it got good. He went around and he tortured and he raped the whole town.
He hates everyone.
No, sadly not. That's literally it. It ends on this proper, like, it has mournful music and it has him walking away, and it's as if this, again, it has this proper, like, so that means you also missed... another thing that was like fucking hell for me.
Yeah.
It ends with Finn.
What?
It comes up. Fit. So he walks away. It goes like black and white as he's walking away. And then like any artsy film. And I know Finn means the end. And I understand that for a foreign country. But we've seen a lot of these Italian films and they don't just end with the end. And you only put the end on a film, unless it's a fucking fairy tale. Yeah. You only put the end on it if you are being a fucking artsy ass. You know what I mean? Like,
if you're going for that
only
Oscar.
Of all the films I watched when I was at like university, only the really douchiest of ones would end with the Finn. You know what I mean? It's the one that really think, you know, it was normally the French ones, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
It was the ones that were up their own ass a bit.
Yeah, of course.
And they were like, Finn, as if I needed to tell you this is the end, you know.
The
apart from when it was silent films, when they had to clearly apply. Yeah. But after that, it was only, I've only ever found the ones that I was like, really? You really don't need to go there. And this film
was
like,
you deserve the Finn.
I was like, you don't deserve the classiest of all endings.
Yeah.
You're not a classy film. You were a pawn that tried to be serious.
Yeah. Somebody definitely was making a war film and they were like, ah. Oh. I've got this great idea about this fucking big thick lad who we inject with cowpole, who's just shagging everything. And someone's like, okay, we'll put him in the film. Because the beast is in this for like 3 minutes, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The Nazi scenes are like just randomly spread out. Apart from that, like, I was surprised very quickly how quickly we went away from all of that.
And yeah.
We went literally to just these scenes after scene of watching. And yes, there is, they are still spliced in there. Like, you have scenes like her sat down and talking in this sexual manner to the other SS officer.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. But it's that kind of mind-numbing, like, we don't really go back to the beast except for, like, I think three scenes in the film spread out. And we don't really have much more kind of action mutilation apart from, again, like, we have that one in the basement and that's kind of it, like, for the other scenes. And then we just have random rapings. It's just random rapings, like, all over. But apart from that, but the problem is every time it goes to the war scene, it constantly feels like it is trying so damn hard to be like, well, this is a war, but we want to be a shocking war.
Yeah,
so we need to kill a baby, or we need to kill this little girl's only, like, father figure that's left. Like, shoot him in the head. Now, should we shoot the child?
Oh, yeah,
I'm surprised the child didn't die, because I was literally like, come on, like, you're obviously going to be extra shocking.
The old man's so funny, because they're, like, interrogating the old man, and he's like, I don't know anything about the partisans. And then they bring in the kid, and then the kid's like, they just go, where are the partisans? And the kid goes, I don't know, and starts crying. And then the old man behind him goes, think of grandmother, it will help. And you're like, you just said, oh yeah, he knows something, but don't worry about it, mate, you know. Just in the same room as going, think of him, it will keep you strong. It's just so fucking mental. And then the old man just like, if they aim the gun at the kid, and then they just aim the gun at the old man, just shoot him in the square in the eyes, and he just falls over. And it's so funny, man, you know.
It just, I mean, that's a bit, yeah. You say it's so funny, but at the same time, it's like, what the fuck? Like, it's not. Some of this film sounds like it could be like a lot of fun, and there are a few scenes that like that are well within exploitation, and like that you'd have a bit. And in certain films, or as I said before, if they'd taken it in more of a kind of a goofy, spoofy kind of like that kind of proper like Nazi exploitation, taking it in that odd like left turn, then this probably could have been a far passable kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or if it had actually been about a beast that's just roaming a village at the end of
up
the
to
war,
no bloody good.
In the middle of the war, just like literally, I basically just want some Sasquatch-like creature basically walking around through the city streets, just like sneaking around in the middle of like, I don't care if there's Nazis in the street battling at the same time, but if he just sneaks by and just randomly just starts like
as
raping people,
crack at someone,
I mean, and rapes them to death and, you know, pulls them apart. That was what I was looking for.
Yeah, instead.
I
don't ask for much. Instead,
I just want a beast who goes around raping Nazis.
If you tell me that there's a beast in Heat, I expect to see a beast in Heat.
Yeah.
I don't expect like an hour of partisans sneaking around and of like war. Like, I don't expect this. I expect a beast in Heat.
Yeah, not some special needs dude.
Some dong
cowpole who is...
she's just come to give it in cowpole.
Literally, yeah. Who's literally just like
just
humping his best,
stupid.
And he's just loving it. He's he's as close to a hog humping as you can get. What it is. It's hogging heat. It's not. It's hogging,
yeah. It's just a sweaty hot in heat, you know?
Yeah.
Like, put a mask on him and give him some horns. Make him an actual beast man, not just a manly beast, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of video nasties, I 100% know why this film was banned, why this would not be released. But at the same time, I can't imagine many people ever would have wanted to see this. And any of the ones that do would not want to watch it in any case again.
No.
Or be that bothered or be that interested. I would feel sorry if anyone did. This was on the black market and someone did buy this for £100.
Yeah.
In the fucking 80s. Yeah. Fucking hell, like, what did I do?
Yeah. You'd be fucking swindled, mate. You know? Even, I'm going to look how much this fucking is on Amazon. Even buying it these days, you would be swindled. Man, like, we've talked about, like, some films that you know, aren't, I wouldn't particularly call them the best films, like Burial Ground, like, you know, we did Burial Ground, Night of Terror, weird yeah. film. You could understand why it's
Nightmare in a dog's brain
in a damaged brain. Like, yeah, they're not the best films, but they're fun. They're quite funny. They do have some shocking moments. You would definitely...
Or they're so weird that it's like you're passable in that kind of way.
And you probably watch
them again. Or you can pass them by and it kind of goes, you know, it, and it works. No, is it a great horror film? No. Is it a good horror film? Probably not even that. But it was fun for what it was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't trying to be something it's not. Whereas this film, if it wasn't for those graphic... random scenes scattered throughout the film, you'd have almost no way, you'd be saying this is just some terrible war drama which doesn't know what the fuck it's doing, you know what I mean? Or this is some really, really serious porn.
It's absolute dog shit, man. So you could buy it, the cheapest I can buy it, I can find it, is about £7 on Amazon, secondhand. Fucking dog shit, you've been swindled. The other alternatives that they're suggesting are Absurd, which I've heard is also good, and A Video Nasty, so we'll be covering that. And Love Camp 7, which is the uncensored version, which is another Nazi.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's another video, you know? Nasty that we'll cover at some point as well. I don't know how much that is actually. That's A Video Nasty. I don't know how much it's a horror, though, but we might cover it anyway. I think that one's basically just Nazi porn.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. In terms of video nasties, it has mutilation, it has things like dick chopping off, it has shot in the vagina, it has tit and vagina being ripped apart, it has, you know, it has all kinds of malicious indecencies. And yes, it does also play on the exploits of Nazis and war. And,
of course.
Which is its own taboo all by itself. It has people dressed in Nazi uniform, you know. It's not trying to be a kitsch film, but it's sadly it creates the eternal sin of just being boring.
It's absolutely cheap.
Yeah, it's fucking. That's the worst thing a film like this can do.
Yeah,
if you're gonna make some kind of Nazi horror film, then make a Nazi horror film.
Yeah.
You know, don't fucking make me some war sad drama about some lost James Nesbitt who doesn't know where his dead son is and who needs to find a thing. And just so happens there's also some weird special needs boy who is up in a cowboy infused rage and raping things to death while some Nazis look on and touch themselves.
Yeah.
That's not what anyone wanted. I can't imagine why the director wanted that. I think he thought he was going to get an Oscar for this.
Definitely. He thought he was doing something, didn't he?
He thought he was being that. Instead, it comes off like the worst student film ever made.
Fucking dog shit.
And yeah, it is definitely one of the, if not the worst film that we have ever done on this podcast. So that alone may make you want to go and find it. And I also think, it's banned and it stays banned, and I can't imagine anyone ever going out to be like, oh yeah, you know what, we're now, even though physical media sadly is starting to die out, we're going to still go out and make this now. We're going to finally release this in the UK. Nobody wants that. Nobody's going to want that. I mean, I can literally not believe that we have talked for almost 50 minutes about this film.
Yeah.
We have talked nearly as long as the film is and had about, probably about, I don't know, maybe it's about as good content as well as that. But We have had some dull films on the podcast before, and some films that are bad. And that I can't think of them off the top of my head yet. I'm sure there are films that I maybe found nearly as boring, and they didn't. At least they didn't have fucking the tearing apart of parts and pulling out nails. And maybe that rises it somewhat. But we're talking about bottom of the dog shit bin here.
Yeah, this is fucking. Yeah, this is dog shit, man. This is like, I'd rather shit my hands and crap.
I don't think we've ever talked so much in an episode where we've literally, like, that's what people at home might be fucking. If you're finding that you are mundanely fucking annoyed of us constantly saying just throughout this episode for the last 50 minutes going, this is boring, this is dull, because all you're saying is this film's shit and trying to and giving very small reasons why. Yeah. Well, that's because this film has very little to do.
Yeah.
And we keep reminding ourselves, we almost need to be reminding ourselves, why are we actually talking about this film anymore?
Yes.
And I think we need to basically wrap it up there.
Yeah.
Because this film is bad, should have been banned, but shouldn't have been made in the first place.
Yeah. That's it.
Abort it.
Yeah. I wish I could go back.
If you had the choice to go back and snuff out baby Hitler to stop this from happening, or just snuff out the director of this film to stop the film from happening, I think you'd choose the director.
Yeah, it would be a tough choice. You know? It's that thing of like, if I was in a room with Hitler, Osama bin Laden, and the director of this film, and I had a gun with two bullets, I'd shoot the director twice. You know? Yeah. That classic joke. I mean, so far, he might have done some other good films. Let's not throw him out. You know, it's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. But he is on our naughty boys list. And if we watch another of his and it's a stinker, then, I mean, he's dead. So, I don't know. We get a smacked ass.
Sadly, he is. Sadly? He's dead. This one might have got us cancelled.
Yeah, this has got us cancelled. All right, Rip King. Thank you for checking out this episode and sitting through, as we did for once, actually shit on a film. We're usually pretty balanced. Come and let us know your thoughts on The Beast in Heat, or as Seb called it, The Beast in Heathrow, in his message. We will see you next week. Please remember to hit that subscribe button. Come and find us on Twitter and Instagram at CMDH Podcast. Take care, stay safe, and avoid this film at all costs. And we will see you later. Take care. Bye-bye.